Hello. Before I jump into this, I want to give honor and respect to my godfather, Papa Hector. You can find him on all social media, just about Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, you name it, he's there. Also, check out his podcast as well. Here, he has one on Spotify and many other platforms. So also he has a YouTube channel, so check him out. So let's jump into this, okay? The toxic relationship between many mothers and daughters happens because of a couple of reasons. It has taken me some time to realize that there are some spiritual undercurrents, a lot of spiritual undercurrents, now that I'm finding out. And I want to thank Papa for that, because it brings everything together, but also a lot of society. Papa Hector, he spoke about mental illness, and I'm going to say this is a big mental illness that many mothers have because of society and because of the way society thinks and has put things on women. One of the things that society has done to women is basically they want you, once you have a child or once you get past the age of 30, you're supposed to go sit in a rocking chair. You're just supposed to watch as they say, your beauty starts fading. Have you ever noticed society is very quick to tell a woman that her beauty is fading, but you never hear society talk about how a man's looks are fading? If anything, you hear how a man is a silver fox, or he's the eligible bachelor. All of these different things play into how women have been programmed. And it's sad, because this programming then makes some women, not all, but makes many women not so nice to their daughters. It even starts when a woman is pregnant. Okay, when a woman is pregnant and she carries a certain way, one of the things they say is, oh, is this way, it's going to be a boy. If it's this way, it's going to be a girl. But one thing I've noticed over the years is if a woman is glowing and she looks very pretty, a lot of times people will say, oh, you must be carrying a boy because you look so beautiful. All right. I've also heard some pregnant women say, oh, when I was carrying my daughter, I felt ugly. So the seed sometimes starts even before you even get here. Okay. So now this young woman, she's growing, and I've noticed this happened to me a lot of times. We get torn down as young women. There is a comedian on Instagram. I love her skits and things. I think she's called She Is It or something like that. But she did a skit where she was going back to like how she was in the 90s. And her mom was like, oh, I wish she would stop tossing them braids around. She got those braids in her hair. And now she's smelling herself and all of that stuff like that. Okay. And someone in the comments actually said, is this where the jealousy starts? Is this where the seed is planted, where we start to tear down other women? Okay. Now, I try not to... I'm speaking from, I'm going to say, I don't know if this happens in other communities, but I'm going to speak about the Caribbean, the African American community from my point of view and what I've gone through. If there's women from other cultures, please feel free to speak on what you've experienced, okay? So moving on, I've noticed I went through that myself, okay? And a lot of times my mom, she would just be really mean to me for no reason. Like, she would just be mean. And I used to wonder, what was it? Why was my mom acting that way to me? And then later on, I started to figure out, like, so many people would say that I look just like my mom. Or I would hear things like, yes, you're pretty like your mom was. What? Okay. And I know people might say, well, she's a grown woman, she should feel this way and she shouldn't let that bother her. But society, okay, as a whole, puts women down when they get older, okay? So much so, women don't even discuss with their daughters. Maybe they are now, but in my time, they didn't discuss with their daughters things about menopause. Some barely even spoke about you coming into your womanhood. Okay, I've also heard things like two queens can't live in a castle. Many times women become very toxic with their daughters in the sense of because other people around them, they say little things like, you know, oh, yeah, you know, she looked just like you when you were younger. But in the same token, they're putting down the mom like, well, you're not beautiful anymore. That will wear on a person after a while. Okay. Also, you have the aspect of some women, not all, they will put their daughters out over a man. They will do many things against their daughters to hold on to a man, to, I guess if you want to say, secure themselves. And they're very quick to push their daughters out. Now, that's what I noticed here in African American culture here. Okay, some Caribbean cultures, I'm not going to say all, but some, and I can speak on that. Okay. As soon as a woman is a young woman is 18, sometimes before, they are trying to get her up out of the house. They are trying to push her up out of the house. Okay. And I noticed that this had become a serious trend when I was younger. There, if women have a bond with their daughters, that is wonderful. Now we're going to get into the spiritual aspect of things. Now, Papa Hector has taught, you know, when it comes to spiritual situations, the mother could have one, let's say, spirit, and the daughter could have another spiritual guide, Loa, or something like that. And those two spirits may be known not to get along. The energy is not going to work. The mother could be a spirit of Ursula Dantor, and the daughter could have a serious Ursula Freda with her, okay? Or the daughter could have Anaïssa, and, you know, Anaïssa like to do what she want to do, okay? And it could be the mom could have Ursula Freda, okay? So this can cause a clash, and there's many other spirits, but I'm just naming some that some people may be familiar with that are listening to this podcast. And we don't take that into consideration many times, because many times we don't know. But there are so many things that contribute to the toxic relationships with mother and daughter. All right. So much so that I've heard other women endure, you know, when a young lady is getting older, you know, she's in her teenage years, how all of a sudden the mom becomes so mean to them. Because once again, society and his sick self has told the woman, like, as your daughter is getting more into herself, becoming a woman, your beauty is fading. Instead of saying, no, your beauty is not fading, you're wiser and you have knowledge and you're in a different space in your life. And nowadays, women are holding on to their beauty longer if they so choose to. Some don't care. Some are like, well, it's life. That's what happens. However, society as a whole makes women feel invalid, or they make women feel no longer useful once they get into, once they get into their mid-30s, going into their 40s, okay? Everything is youth-based in this society. And if everything is youth-based in this society, what's going to happen is what we see. Okay, just to step away from the topic of mother and daughter, we're going to talk about younger women and older women. Sometimes there's a clash because the older women feels like the younger women is taking something from them, and the older women and the younger women feel like the older women are talking down to them, or they don't want them around. Now, to be fair, in some cases, that is it, because once again, nobody wants to feel like they're being replaced or tossed to the side like an old used tissue. And for many decades, many more than decades, okay, the way society is set up is that women have been trained to a degree to be at each other's throats, even if it's their daughter. Now, let's go deeper into that. It's so deep, the hatred that has been placed in women against women, right? In India and other places in the world, they hardly allow you to find out what the sex of your child is. Because many people, once they found out, many women, once they found out that they were having a female child, they would abort that child, or maybe bring the child, the young girl into the world, that young baby into the world, and kill her. I don't know what it is, but the same thing with mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. It's a sick cycle. A very sick cycle that has gone on for eons. Okay. You know, in some cultures, the daughter-in-law is supposed to be thought of as a slave to her mother-in-law. Now, what's crazy to me is the mother-in-law once experienced that. Why would you cause that to someone else? But the way the human mind, once it's been conditioned, is, well, now it's my turn. Now it's my turn to be nasty, sick, mental issues. And they're deep. Okay. That's another reason why I hate and I really dislike when I hear that my man. Oh, I hate it. It drives me up the freaking wall. Because I've seen many women basically put their man above their daughters, their children in general. But I'm going to speak about daughters because that's what this is about. Okay. Many women have basically cast their daughters aside because of a relationship with a man that may be here today and gone tomorrow. And this is passed down as well, too. This is passed down from grandmother to mother, from mother to daughter. And it's a really toxic cycle. It's a mental illness, okay, that many have inherited because of, once again, the way society has treated women. Okay. Another thing that I have noticed as growing up as a young woman, you know, it should be a time when you get your cycle that you are, you know, it's a celebration, you know. No. The next thing you'll keep hearing from mothers I've noticed is, oh, you're smelling yourself. Oh, you're smelling yourself now. Oh, you got them little buds up there now. You think you a woman now. That is so sad. That is so sad. There is no embracing anything. It's a tear down. And this tear down is perpetuated. Is this for all women? No, thank God. But many of us have experienced the toxic relationship that keeps going on and on and on. Now, should a mother have a relationship with a man? Of course she should, or anyone else she wants to have a relationship with. However, what happens is that we also forget, and I have to thank Papa Hector once again for this. We have to realize that our mothers have gone through trauma. And however they might handle that trauma, unfortunately, may fall down on us. Okay. We have to remember that before they were our mothers, they were women that have been heartbroken, that have dealt with issues, abuse, all kind of things, maybe at the hands of their mother. But when does it stop? When do we embrace the young women? And when do the young women embrace the older women? Okay? We have to stop looking at each other as enemies. All right? We do. And once again, even if you have said spirits I mentioned, the teaching is from Papa Hector is there is the unelevated and then there's the elevated side. And we're always striving for the elevated side of things. So let's embrace our daughters. I don't have any children. I have godchildren, but I don't have any physical children. But I always said if I had a daughter, I would do my best to embrace all the different phases of life that she would go through. Okay? Because it's already a hard road being a young woman, coming up, being a teenager, dealing with the mean girls, dealing with the bullies, dealing with so many. Why would she want to come home and then deal with the biggest mean girl of all, which can be her mom? The biggest bully of all, which can be her mom. Okay. I've also seen situations where if the father is in the picture and the father shows attention to the daughter, you know, maybe buying the daughter things or, you know, just showing attention to his child, I've seen situations where the mom gets upset. And little snide things are said in things of this nature, which is horrible because now the daughter may start to realize this or feel this and may pull away from her father, which nowadays you need young women. They've always needed their fathers there to talk to their fathers so their fathers can warn them if their fathers are good men of the perils of dealing with young men. Being protective of his child, of his daughter. So these toxic relationships, like I said, they've been passed down because of the patriarchy. You have to ask yourself, let's talk about the movie very quickly here. The Handmaid's Tale. Okay. You're going to tell me if women was if the movie would be real life and women would stuck together, that wouldn't have happened. But as long as it's that group of women that are the pick-me's, these things will happen. Okay? Because it's always that pick-me bunch of women, unfortunately, that will always have a way of, they always want to make the man happy, and they always want to, oh, I'm not like this, and I'm not that way, and this is how these horrible things, atrocities against other women have happened, because of jealousy. Because of jealousies, okay? This has gone on for so long. All right? It's ridiculous how long this has gone on for. And it should be getting better, but it's getting worse. All right? I see many young women leaving home because they do not want to deal with their mom and their craziness. They don't want to deal with their mom and the issues that come with their mom when the man leaves the woman. And now she's going to take out her frustration on her children. But most definitely, if she has a daughter, her daughter is going to feel it. Because her daughter is that reminder, because of what society has done to the brain, okay, the mind, that you're getting old. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to leave this piece of advice here for my ladies. We're going to stop telling people our age. Okay? Because ageism is a real thing. Ageism is a real thing that has been once again perpetuated by society. Okay, when you tell people your age, and now I used to wonder why I would hear my grandmother and other women, they would say things, if someone asked them their age, they'd be like, why do you need to know that? I didn't understand it because at the time, I gotta admit, I was young. I was 21. I was proud to say, oh, I'm 21. I'm 20. I'm 19. When you start getting up there, okay, in age, what happens is, people do start acting a little weird. Okay? Women have been told that once you become a mom, you should just basically hang it up. Definitely once you become a grandmother. And I would sit with some grandmothers that still held on and they defied what people thought a grandmother should be. But then there were those that succumbed to what society said a grandma should be. Okay? She lost her identity as the woman that she is. Okay? She's now just grandma. But things are improving. But I want you to really sit back, if you have a daughter, and realize that your daughter needs you. Your daughter loves you. But when you're bitter towards your daughter because of what society has put out there, okay? It's horrible. And don't get me wrong. Sometimes daughters are jealous of their mothers. Sometimes, you know, the mom is very youthful and has a different spirit to her. And maybe the daughter acts more in a different way. And the mom gets attention, or the mom has kept herself up. And because society has said, you know, has programmed in the daughter's mind, oh, your mom shouldn't be doing this and your mom shouldn't be doing that. Why not? So that toxic way can go both ways. And we really need to nip that in the bud, because as your daughter goes out into the world, she's going to deal with other women. And that toxic mindset that you place on your daughter now will be given to other women. So we really need to work on that as a whole, because there are so many stories of women that have told me how their moms hated them, how their moms didn't want them around, how their moms would beat them, how just horrible stories. And I have my own stories, my own scars, when all I really wanted was to love my mom. Okay? And unfortunately, sometimes we become moms to our moms for whatever reason. And, you know, I'm learning that just because a person is older doesn't mean they have their stuff together. And any woman that has ovaries and a uterus and still has a cycle, well, that's a whole different story. But, you know, they can have a child. Doesn't mean that they're going to be a mommy. Okay? Everyone wants their mommy. Everybody wants a mommy. But some women, they're just mothers, meaning they just had the child and they don't want to be bothered. And there's reasons behind that. Spiritual, mental, and emotional. And like I said, God forbid it's a daughter. I don't know why a lot of times women cling to their sons more than their daughters. You know? But this is a toxic thing that must be dealt with. And must be looked upon to. And must be faced face on. Okay. So we can stop the cycle. And of course, we can definitely ask Papa. We can ask Papa Hector to make a podcast about that. Or a live about why is that toxic. He can go deeper than I can. Okay. In the spiritual, I can give you the physical way and a little spiritual, but he can dive deeper into why this happens. You know, I'm speaking from experience of my mom, you know, how she treated me, talking about the experiences of other women that have had experiences growing up with their mothers being just awful to them and abusive, either mentally abusive, narcissistic. Speaking of that, there was a situation I saw on, I think it was one of these social media platforms, tongue twister there, where this daughter bought her mom a bag, and it was an expensive bag. Well, it was a nice, decent priced bag, and instead of being happy, and I could see in the daughter's face, she wanted her mom to love that bag so much. And the mom looked at the bag and the mom was like, oh, you didn't get me the wallet to go with it. So, you know, this narcissistic way is horrible. Okay. And it's been horrible for a while. You know, it's been a situation so deeply rooted. I just thought about this and I got to speak on it. This situation is so deeply rooted that when it even comes to cooking, okay, mothers, grandmothers can be so critical for no reason. Then sometimes it's just jealousy. Hate to say it, but it's the truth. It's a fact, okay? They don't want their daughter to be better than them. And sometimes some mothers rather go to the grave with the recipe. And I know some women in my family that were like that. I had one aunt that, baby, she wasn't going to tell you in this recipe. She went to the grave with it. She did not want to even share it with her daughter. She was like, no. My cousin, she was like, no. And I'm like, wow, this is weird. But these are the criticisms that happen. And sometimes they try to say, oh, well, I'm saying this to you because I'm trying to protect you from this, or I want you to be better in that. Sometimes that's the case, but many times it's just to pull, as they say, put you in your place. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please leave your comments if you would like, and I will be hearing from you soon. Okay, bye-bye.